This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I do want to go back to the Braves, though. Big headlines coming out of that game. Hot take from me. I hate the double bubble hat. I hate it.
I thought of you last night, and Wiley even asked him about it, and he said, doesn't fit me as good as it did Drake.
I don't know. Don't be no fun, Allie, all right? Double bubble hat is something. I love the fact that when Michael Harris just, like, I think he was still pouring bubble gum out of it when he put it on Verdugo's head.
Yeah, I think he was. It was cool. And shout out to Verdugo. I just got to say this. Both guys I called out yesterday. I said Ozuna hasn't hit a homer in weeks. It's a home run. And then I'm like, Verdugo ain't that guy anymore. Sure enough, comes up clutch. I was like, yeah, what? You know what? If I have to wear this badge and I have to take these blows, then I'll do that. I'll be that guy.
Is some of that Bo Stradamus rubbing off on you? Start calling you Mike Stradamus.
I think that the FanDuel producers for the Braves listen to us or follow me on Twitter. Because I've been telling y'all that Olson and Ozuna are getting destroyed because of the guys behind them. They're not getting pitches. They're not able to be those guys. And they did it last night where they said 54% of the pitches that Ozuna has seen this season has been outside of the zone, not in the strike zone. So 54%. And his chase rate is a career low to this point, 21%. That's why the guy's got like 35 walks. That's why he's not producing. It's hard to produce when you don't have anything to produce with.
Yeah. I tend to agree. And look, you guys might have caught this last night. Is it six games in a row more than that, there have been one-run games?
I think it was seven straight either going into last night or counting last night.
Something insane.
Our night show is a Braves post game show on from 10 to 11. Turtle sits in for 5 hours. His Chicken Little syndrome is getting to me because last night the tweet is, and the Braves continue to play terrible baseball. It looks bad when you watch it because it's not clean what we're used to. The Braves started 0-7. They're 20-14 since. The Braves were 5-13 through 18 games. They're now 15-8 since at 20-21. As bad as you want it to feel like, because as bad as it started, this team is not that bad. And what did you just say, Mike?
Eight straight one-run games.
And you've won a majority of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's really not as bad. The offense is just not where you want it to be.
Well, and what's funny is, to your point about, and you talk about Turtle, and I think Turtle does a nice job. It was funny, though, because I told Allie the first thing this morning was, and not to call him out, but Garrett Chapman, who sat in and produced the show when Dylan was up in Philadelphia for a couple days last week, Garrett tweets out last night that Raisel Iglesias got to go. Like, can't be the closer anymore. Guy's got to go. And Grant McCauley's response was just, dude. That's all it was. Just one word. It just said, dude. And I doubled over. Like, I had tears coming out. And I was like, that's all he had to say. He just dropped a dude. And I knew exactly what he was talking about. It was like everybody that is watching this game. And I think it kind of highlights what your exact point is. I think it highlights exactly what your point is right now, that when you look at the Braves, there are some of the outlier things that are going on with this team that look bad. And I think when you dive really into it and you look at, say, Iglesias' outing last night, two of the first two hits off him are way outside in good pitches. I think one was a splitter, one was a changeup. Like, they're off the plate. These guys are just making good contact, and that's not to excuse Iglesias, but it's to say it's not like he's throwing it down the middle and just throwing up loft balls that are getting knocked out of the park.
Well, it's kind of what happened. It was the same thing where there was a little bit of panic on Schwellenbach, and everybody's like, oh, my God, he's not the guy anymore because he was so good to start and he was so good last season. The guy's still racked up 6 of 8 quality starts.
Yeah, dude, it's May 13th.
But the thing is, they were being aggressive early, and I think that's the line on Iglesias right now. Like that, he's throwing strikes, he's throwing good pitches too. You got to be aggressive and just put bat on ball because he's not overpowering anybody. And then he didn't field his position very well last night, Allie. That's your guy. And then
it is.
And then Grant's guy, Mark Lemke Jr., is a shortstop of Mark Lemke. He even got the little flip-up things.
Dude,
he
so
makes
good.
His first error of the season. And we're giving Porkchop a bath, and we do it in the kitchen right now. We got the little bath, mm-hmm. little basket thing, and it's just easy right there. And so we do a tag team job on it, and I look up, and I just sink my head, and Amy's like, is she okay? And I'm like, yes, she's fine to break it out.
Calm down, mother hen. Okay, just calm down.
I was like, yeah. But I had to play it off like my full concentration was not left eye on Pork, right eye on Braves. And I go, yeah, she's fine. I was like, no, she's good. She's good.
Pork.
I was like, I thought maybe something got in her. She's good. She's good. Because that was when I had her upside down. You're washing her back, getting her hair.
Yeah, getting her hair.
Yeah. So, I had to do the, real quick, I know we're on Braves, but I had to do the, you know how when you go to the, get a haircut? And they pull you over and they wash your hair and they do that massage thing.
Yeah, get a little scalp
I kind of did the scalp massage last night. But you got to be careful because their head's not completely formed yet.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Well, I don't want to jinx it, but like you just mentioned, Bo, 2021, we're close to 500.
Yeah, Eleanor.
Is it going to happen tonight?
You just
tonight?
Jinxed it.
You know what I mean?
We
I'm
just
asking.
Talked about it.
It's a question.
Just talked about the fact that, I was like, Verdugo ain't that guy anymore. Ozuna's not hitting home runs. And sure enough, they come through last night. So now... I just feel like you just did it.
It's all right, Allie. I'm going to save you. I'm going to get up and go knock on that door.
Yeah,
okay, please do, Dylan.
There's not much wood right there. No, and I'll say this about Nick Allen. And this point was brought up. Let me know what you guys think. The point was brought up last night about Nick Allen's error, that if that is Orlando Arcia, that it's probably a diving stab or it's in center field. Like the range is not there. And you might have been dealing with the fact that it might not have been an error. It might have just been a two-run single if there had been, another. Now, I know Nick Allen gets over there and squares it up. But like I said, you might be dealing with a, at best, diving stab if it's Orlando Arcia because his range is not nearly what Nick Allen's is.
No, his arm is better. His range is
yes,
not.
Yes, exactly.
And that because Nick, well, everything I say about the middle infield right now just sounds hateful. But Arcia's bat is Stuart Fairchild.
Yeah, but can we give credit to Snicker there that he has – taking a guy who was literally on the All-Star team 2 years ago and he's become a bench player? I think that...
Well, I don't think anybody on this station gives Snicker more credit than me other than, on that host a regular show. And I will tell you that, I mean, that's probably the easiest move he's ever made. Yeah. I mean,
I don't think any of those moves are easy when you take a full-time starter and ease them into a bench role. I don't think that's ever an easy conversation when they're still on the team.
Well, put it this
sometimes
way,
they just don't do that.
There's been a lot of talk about guys that are unplayable on this team. The only one that really is unplayable right now to me is Arcia.
Yeah, he's rough.
His glove is not even nothing he's doing is helping me win games better than anybody else I have. And so I agree with you. And I like the way he did it, where he allowed him to lose the job early in the season and allowed Nick Allen outperformed him in spring and he allowed it to continue. So I agree with the way he did it is as professional and how you don't lose respect to these guys in the clubhouse as you could get.
Yeah.
Well, I know this season has started off a little bit crazy. When you look at the heroes of last night with the walk-off, you've got Nick Allen, Eli White, and Alex Verdugo. I mean, Mike, you made the joke a couple weeks ago that the legends of the Braves.
Yes.
Did you ever see this happening? No. I mean, and it's only May, so I feel like we're on quite a roller coaster.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Not only did I not see those happening, but, you know, Michael Harris continues to put good bat on the ball. Marcell Ozuna obviously goes yard last night. Grant Holmes, like, even the guys that we expected to be there that have had ups and downs came through last night. And I think that's important to kind of highlight. But, again, I think that a lot of what she's saying kind of goes back to Brian Snicker and making some of these moves. And I've been harsh on Brian Snicker at times, but I want to give him credit where credit's due. These guys are, like, not names that you expected to even be part of this thing.
I listen to so much, and I keep hearing, well, Ronald Acuna's not solving all your issues. No, he's not. But you know what he is doing? He's walking in here, and he's making you, he's actually creating depth. Because Verdugo is a serviceable starting outfielder. Eli White is as well right now. Profar will be back in July. Now, and that's all you can worry about. Don't worry about the playoffs. But you're going to have Verdugo and Eli White guys that if you need to come off a bench, they can, or they can start. And what it's doing is you're getting guys in here and winning. And Michael Harris I don't want to jump the gun, but I am going to proclaim him out of the slump. and the play he made last night defensively, we're having
insane.
They do this thing again. I keep bringing things up, but it's called tummy time, where you put the baby on her tummy and you let her kind of crawl around. And it builds the neck strength. Yeah, I'm down on the floor with her, and she's in this little pen thing we got, and we're sitting there, and I keep pulling her up because she keeps kind of sliding back and pulling her, trying to keep her from building that core strength, you know, because she got to get her golf swing ready soon. And I just look up and I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, the head kind of, they had that reactionary stuff.
You startled her.
You definitely did, dude. Yeah. You definitely scared the crap out of her.
But I mean, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Not only that, but the one he almost made in the gap, which I guess was that the ninth inning or eighth inning?
No, that was
insanely good.
I think that was like the sixth or the seventh. I think Holmes was still in, I want to say. Maybe I'm wrong. I
guess Harris made the one in center field?
No, the one that he didn't make.
The one he didn't make.
That was six.
Yeah, that was crazy. And shout out, we didn't even bring up Grant Holmes enough. Like, shout out to Grant Holmes.
Phenomenal
nice
last
outing
night.
Last night. Man, what, six and a third?
I don't know. I questioned taking him out a little bit because he's only at 79 pitches. I get it. But I was like, man, that was phenomenal.
Yeah, I think we can go into that a little bit later because I think they leave him in too long. I think Snicker's timing was probably good for me.
If we bring Strider back and we want to go to a sixth guy, that six man battle in the rotation is going to be a little bit tougher to gauge than we thought. I don't know, maybe like the second week of April.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.